This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry with a question. How do you measure a year?
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee.
The economy continues to face numerous difficulties.
This is about the U.S. capital markets, the U.S. economy.
A softening labor market, declining house prices.
Measuring a year of some of the worst economic headlines in history. For some, it's been counting the minutes, tough numbers from all sectors of the economy. It's been basically a year since we slipped from the murky waters of regular old economic slowdown to a full-fledged economic meltdown. We can recall the feeling of the shark in those waters. Remember the swimmers? Here they are.
GM and Chrysler.
Lehman Brothers.
WaMu.
Bank of America.
Merrill Lynch.
Wells Fargo.
Citibank.
The bailouts and failures that littered the beaches in this financial crisis are too numerous to name, and they're still continuing. But the huge event of this whole financial mess, recession, what have you, happened on this day last year. The takeover of mortgage lenders Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
They are crucial to the mortgage lending industry.
These companies are so big and so interwoven into the financial markets.
I thought it was contained.
I think they have almost $6 trillion in mortgages. It is therefore really, really important that they continue to operate.
Fannie and Freddie, we hardly knew them and their multi-trillion dollar bombshells. Now we own them completely. The beginning of a buying spree that got U.S. taxpayers on the hook for eventually insurance companies, auto companies, more banks. The government even ponied up to buy old clunker cars. Bailout became a dirty word to a lot of our listeners.
I think this is probably the biggest scam in human history.
Sometimes it's necessary to bail out big companies to ensure the trickle-down doesn't affect the smaller Americans.
It's amazing to me, ironically amazing, how they always say the taxpayers bailing something out, but who bails out the taxpayers?
Good question. There were indicators everywhere. I remember at a certain point late last fall, I began to see cars driving around my neighborhood on their spares, lots of them. I called around. Tire repair shops said people were just getting their spares installed, not repairing their tires. They couldn't afford it. In the past year, the U.S. economy shed well over 4 million jobs, more than 6.5 million if you count the entire downturn. Bailouts will help certain companies keep lending and operating, but hiring, that's going to take a while. And some economists suspect that 45% of the layoffs in this recession are permanent. What have we learned, aside from a lot of perverse acronyms and what it is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac do, what AIG is, and financial expletives like derivatives and credit default swaps?
An open and transparent market for these transactions would reduce confusion and improve understanding, as well as help with valuation issues.
Valuation issues. Look at your ATM balance to see what that means. Maybe the lesson of the past year is how powerless we all are. Even a Treasury secretary, in the end, does not laugh all the way to the bank bailout.
These companies are so big and so interwoven into the financial markets and our financial system, we had no choice.
525,600 minutes.
The steps we've taken to bring our economy back from the brink are working.
That's what the president says. How do you feel? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. It's been quite a year.
In inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife. In 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.